All right, welcome back. Dennis Stucky Show here on WPHM, and it's that time of the year. The 95th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race is like 2.5 weeks away. It's the 20th, and always Port Huron Yacht Club does a kind of a pre-regatta. It's an overnight race, so I know a lot of people who are going to race Mackinac get involved in this. One of those people is former Commodore Tyson Connolly. And we always have Tyson on every year. How can you not have Tyson Connolly on every year to talk yacht racing? What's going on?
Well, that's awful nice, Dennis. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it. It feels like summer just started, though. So, you know, I don't know. The sailing season's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, if you will.
Well, tell me first about this weekend's regatta. I know you guys have been doing it for a long time. It used to be called the Alpina Race. It's different now, but in what ways and how is this race helpful to you guys?
Well, yeah, you're spot on. It's the Lake Huron International is what it's called. It used to be the Alpina Race at one time, and actually that turned into the Tawas Race at some point. And now we made the decision a handful of years ago that it's kind of nice to start and finish in the same spot in our own home port. So we'll have two courses going on Saturday night. We'll start at 6 o'clock out about a mile north of the Blue Water Bridge, a little bit on the Canadian side of the lake there. First course goes to Kettle Point, about a 20-mile hike up the Canadian shore, and then back to finishes right in front of the Black River. And then the second course to Kettle Point, and then there's a mark out. It's called the Weather Buoy out, a little off Grand Bend, I guess I would say. That's the 100-mile aspect of this race, 100 nautical miles. That's the longer distance race of this weekend. So generally boats finish anytime, around between 5 in the morning on Sunday morning and noonish, depending on wind. Looks like we're going to have real nice conditions Saturday night into Sunday morning, so that's what I would expect.
And it just kind of helps because you get to sail in the dark, and that's something that you've got to do when you're going up to the island. Now, is Rowdy going to be in this race, and are you on Rowdy again this year?
I am, and we are, yes. Yeah, and this race acts kind of as a dress rehearsal. There's some really nice hardware that is associated with this race, so always good to put your best foot forward and do the best you can in it. But it's one of those races where you're only gone for the night. You end up right back in Port Huron, so if you forget something that is a meal or what have you, your batteries, let's say, whatever it is, you'll remember it for Mackinac 2 weeks later, I guess. So it's a real nice race to just kind of stretch the legs of the boat, make sure you have all the equipment ready to go, and you'll be ready to go for Mackinac. And plus, it gets the crew on the same page as well, Dennis. That's an important part of it. Get people on the boat again, do some overnight racing, stay focused, and do the best you can.
Now, for all the complaining we did about last year's Mackinac race, you guys, for a bad race, you had a good race.
Yeah, it was an amazing race. It was incredible. I don't know if I've ever gone so... or taken so long to get in such a short distance before during a Mackinac race, and then also the bug event that occurred on Sunday was pretty horrific up along the Canadian shore there. But what an amazing race for us last year on Rowdy. Just the crew work and the tactics and the boat that Val Saff and Val Saff Jr. put together was incredible. So we were very fortunate. It was tough because we knew we had a big lead throughout the course of that race, and it just took forever to get to the island, So it was just kind of like hanging on to the bitter end, and was very rewarding once we got there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like waking up on Sunday in the Rocket Mortgage Classic with a six-shot lead and trying to hang on all day long, hoping that further down the lake they haven't caught wind and are catching up to you while you're standing still.
Well, no, that's exactly right, and it's funny because I did watch that all day on Sunday, and what a fascinating story that was. But it was very similar. We had such a huge lead at Cove Island, and then right off the get-go, our lead was shrunk into about half because we had found our way into a hole that the rest of the fleet really hadn't found. And, it really caused concern, but we were able to hang on, and and we were smart about what we were doing and, you know, just trying to play defensive. You know, it worked out well for us. So hopefully we can, get the same result this year. Just let's hope we do it like a day sooner. You know, that would be nice.
Well, what an interesting summer last summer was, because you did Chicago on a different boat, didn't you?
Actually, last year I did not do Chicago.
Oh, you picked a good year then.
Chicago off this year. Yeah, I was very happy with my decision about that. And I'm not going to do Chicago this year. Just it's a big commitment to do back those races back to back. And trying to have a career or something along like it. You know, so I've taken the past 2 years off for Chicago. But good year to take that off last year.
Yeah, because Chicago had way too much weather. And the Port Huron race had way too little.
The fascinating thing with Chicago last year, I mean, it started off with such adverse conditions and obviously a very sad deal with the loss of a life on the Transpac 52, just a terrible event there. But then they actually, as they got up the race course into Monday morning, really ran out of wind and were stuck out there a little bit. So having gotten beat up for 24 plus hours and then get up there with no breeze was really unfortunate for the fleet. But the Mackinac, last year Port Huron Mackinac, we just didn't have any wind until the very end, in which we had some pretty good storms go through. Very fascinating race last year, and that was definitely the second longest Port Huron to Mackinac that I've been involved in. So that was a tough one.
No more Il Mostro. But the guy goes out and he buys White Hawk, and I can't believe you didn't finagle your way onto this boat.
It's going to be fascinating to see, and very entertaining. But a cool storyline for sure, and I'm sure something that everybody locally will be get behind, and it's going to be fascinating to see the boat. I'm very interested to take a look. I haven't seen it yet.
I just feel like, Rowdy is. Is not 100 feet long, so it's going to feel like a freighter when those guys are by you.
Rowdy being a Thomas 35, so 35 feet long. We've got a good crew and a number of boats here in Port Huron. They're looking to do very well again this year. You got Liberty with Bob Burt. They'll be in a tough class and they'll be slugging it out with some really good competitors. 50-50 and Tom Vigrass and Steve Beeler. They always do well with that boat. So excited to see how they'll do. And War Chant, our Commodore Reed Stromberg, he'll have his boat going strong. So we've got a lot of good contenders here at Port Huron Yacht Club. Last year we had a really, really solid year as a club, and we're looking to do it again. One of the sad things Port Huron Yacht Club related is that, well, not sad necessarily, but Pam Wall is actually going on a different boat this year, so Chippewa will not be doing the race for the first time in, I believe, about 25 or 26 years.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting in itself. But,
and they're always a boat that does well.
They are, yeah. You can generally always count on them being up on the podium on Tuesday morning at the island, or Tuesday afternoon, as it were. But, hopefully we'll get some podium finishes this year. And I think we've got about 30 boats doing this Saturday out in the lake. It'll be real good viewing if you're down at Lakeside Beach or Lighthouse Park. It's going to be a north wind, so probably not a spinnaker start, but we'll have spinnakers coming down first thing on Sunday morning going under the bridge.
And I hate to bring it up, but I think we should. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't, because we will have a race this year without Dorothy Latham. And just some thoughts on Dorothy.
Just tragic, Dennis. I don't know if I can put the words into it. I saw Commodore Paul Latham out with Terry Vigrass on Tantrum on Saturday doing the St. Clair River race. It was really good to see Paul out on the boat. Dorothy just provided so much to the community, to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. She was such a huge proponent of that organization, and obviously being a past Commodore of our yacht club, it was just a great loss. That one of those losses that I don't think the club really ever recovers from. And just so tragic. That it was unexpected and real sad. But Dorothy. Did an amazing life, that's for sure. So, You know, I guess her family very, very, can look back very proudly on the amount she accomplished in her time here on Earth with us.
Always a great spokesperson for Port Huron and for the Port Huron Yacht Club. She always did us proud out in the community, and I'd see her every year down at Bayview for their opening press conference. She was always representing the Yacht Club there. Speaking of, because we've got family night and boat night coming up, what have you guys got planned? What's going on?
Yeah, so we'll be doing the standard Port Huron Yacht Club events for the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday there, I guess. So you have the parade night on Wednesday night. Jenny Hayward Nup will be down here with her Coney Dogs, the Sue Hayward Coney Dogs. And
I can do that.
She'll be doing that. Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're the best. There's no question about it. That recipe is, I've never got my hands on it, so it's kept in a lockbox, but they're delicious. She'll be doing that Wednesday night. Thursday we'll have entertainment. I believe we got the Lost Gringos boys coming down here on Thursday night, so that'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a chicken dinner down here, as always, and Bell's products and whatnot. And then Friday, the boat night party, obviously, kind of like the class reunion of Port Huron down here at the club. And then Saturday morning, you know, if you didn't stay up too late Friday night and you're able to come down Saturday morning, it's a great scene. It's like nothing that I've experienced in sailboat racing. The bagpipes, the people, there's Bloody Marys on the deck at the club, some breakfast, and it's just fascinating and fantastic, and it's quite a show to see all the boats go out through the mouth of the Black River.
You know, I come down and I do the pancake breakfast because John Pittick makes me. But this year, I know I won't have to twist my wife's arm, but I might have to do a Bloody Mary and listen to the bagpipes. I love the bagpipes.
Yeah, it's something else. You know, every year we kind of joke on Rowdy. And it's like, oh, maybe they learned a new song this year. You know, kind of a joke. You know, they haven't. But I mean, it gets the hair on the back of my neck standing up every year. It's awesome. And the Bloody Marys are Ray Kelly from our yacht club has done them for years and years and years, and he's the guy that orchestrates that recipe. And they're the best. So if you want a Bloody Mary and I think we have some Danishes, things like that and whatnot. Listen to the bagpipes and watch the boats go out. There's no better place to do it than right here. And I should say the club is open to the public all 4 days. Obviously, on boat night, you need a ticket to get in, but you can buy that at the door. So.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, I'm sure I'll talk to you before the big race, but good luck this weekend, and everybody have a good race and get back safe.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Dennis. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks, Tyson. One. All right, there's Tyson Connolly joining us on the program today. Take a break. Back with more in a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.